Are we just about done with the inventory stage?
We're done. Yep.
Okay, so we have a little time left, and one of the things we want to do is look at that work plan.
Yep.
And identify it. In fact, the fact that the marine economy / working waterfront was on tonight's agenda, which, of course, we didn't get to.
Yep.
Maybe we need to say that that's what we're going to do next week. How does that sound? Does that sound rational?
What about mooring plans and communication plans? Those were two things that came up.
So what I was thinking was, definitely I'd like to talk more about the communications plan. So I have it on my work plan anyway to work with Julie a little bit more on that.
And with Ed, I think, because he's willing to do some legwork on that.
And then I do think it would be, if we had two topics to pick, thinking about the mooring issue a little bit more, that's something you're going to have to help prep for a little bit. And then getting to the marine economy. Yep.
So let's put the mooring fields and the marine economy.
Yep.
So if we can do some outreach or some generic communication of that, so that people know, and people know that they're welcome, and that they don't have to be Rockland residents, but they just need to demonstrate that they got a stake in what's going on here.
Are we at that stage? I mean, this is such, at the moment, it's such a broad category looking at that.
What do you think?
How do you identify?
I don't think we need to, at this point, I still think we're really diving into, here's what, you know, Let's think more about the mooring issue in a little more detail and specificity than we talked about tonight.
Do some more digging up.
Then when we have, okay, we've gotten to a point where we're really actually starting to think about what we want to do about the issues, then we want to reach out.
Would it be helpful? I have someplace in all of my old information and stuff. You may have stuff. Army Corps of Engineers does a whole presentation on moorings.
Yep.
On construction of moorings, would it be helpful to have something like that available to people so that everybody here understands what a mooring looks like and, you know, who has the rules for it, what are the rules, how is it regulated?
I might be able to get that from them because they do that at the
annual. I'm sure it hasn't changed in 40 years.
I actually wrote a little paper for the State Planning Office on moorings, too. So.
Yeah.
But – I mean, I think that's some background research that everybody can do. I don't know if I want to,
I'll make sure everybody gets that as an email and they can read it or not as they choose.
Part of the question would be, how much into the weeds does this committee want to get?
And how much into the eelgrass, you
the
mean?
The eelgrass. Do people want to get about, mooring scope? Like, to me, it would be, but we can talk about this next time, but I don't know if we want to, I think there's some larger perspectives to talk about, and then if you make a recommendation a certain way, then the next step, not necessarily for this committee, is to say, all right, now we're going to, as part of that process, you're going to dig into the actual, like, scope of moorings and things that we probably don't want to spend a whole, it's complicated.
I wonder if the level for this meeting is kind of a high-level matrix of understanding who regulates what and where do you go find more information on it. Mm-hmm. And then when you've identified challenges and opportunities that you're discussing for the purposes of setting goals and discussing policy, you can see whether you want to dig into anything else in more detail or not, or assign it in an action plan as a recommendation at that point in time. But just kind of a high-level understanding, so we're all on the same page, that we know who regulates what. I learned quite a few things just listening to you all tonight in the high-level kind of side-by-side.
We really want to know enough to be able to decide whether something is an issue that needs to be addressed beyond our work.
Yeah.
We need to know enough about it to know whether we think, yes, this should be part of the plan that we suggest. Not that we're going to have to do all that.
Exactly.
Because that would be what we'd be suggesting that the city would then do, would be dig into some of this stuff at the ordinance level, at the very detailed level. So there is a level at which we're not going to swoop much closer to the surface of things, but we do want to have an intelligent understanding of it, just so we know whether to actually put it onto the list. Is that what you're saying? Put it onto the report?
Yeah, a high-level understanding of who regulates what, why. So we've got a general understanding. Are there gaps?
Right.
And then there's a discretion of at what level do you get into the weeds here versus, just enough to set whatever your goal and policy is going to be. And in an action plan, it would be recommended that city staff or a consultant or somebody took up an issue
right.
as an action that comes out of this plan.
And that's why this evening's presentation, I think I found it very useful. I found it filled with information, and information provokes questions and thoughts and ideas, and that's exactly what we're doing. And this is oh.
Yeah, I found out my other map.
And this is exactly the kind of stuff yep. that is going to help us get towards where we want to go.
Absolutely.
Okay, so our next meeting will be Thursday, December the 6th. First Thursday in
I do
December.
Believe so.
Is that
I do believe that's the first one.
Okay, and other than the usual things, we have communication plan, mooring areas, marine economy.
Yes, and we're hopefully
get an agenda up early, which gets yeah. to David's point about yeah. folks who are interested would know.
They'll get done.
We can
and I think
we need
fewer things on the upfront part of this now, because I think we need to start spending more time. I mean, this was substantive work, as I'm concerned. It's like how we spent the second hour last month really actually discussing harbor access and what it meant to all of us. This is exactly the same kind of level of work I think we've been doing here, only we've done it through an audio-visual presentation. We need to be finding more time for this kind of stuff in our meetings. And I think we've gotten some of the...
Well, I don't think we'll have too much...
No.
I mean, you know, no. public comment. And
yeah. Always public comment, always public input.
Won't be much. I think we need to just do a little quick disclosure of interest at some point.
Oh, I agree.
I think that needs to happen.
No harm in that
point.
Whatsoever, and it yeah. could be to some advantage when the final thing is written up.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Does anybody have anyone on the committee have anything that they want to draw to anyone's attention? Any thoughts, any reflections that aren't very long? She said meaningfully. Is there anybody in the audience who wants to like have a minute with the microphone to respond to anything that we've been talking about here? Or to draw our attention to something?
This has been very informative.
The gentleman who's not speaking with a microphone claims this has been the best meeting he's ever been to in his life.
Well, maybe not quite.
I think that's what I heard.
It's just been very informative.
Thanks, Ken. And hopefully you'll be with us next time round and the other, and Matt. Matt, right?
Yep.
Did you have a beard last time?
Yeah.
That's why I don't recognize you. I'm sorry. So great. Thank you for coming. Thank you, everyone else. Any other business to come before the house tonight? Thanks to Noel for that very insightful presentation. Very
Thank you.
Info producing.
Good. Glad you enjoyed.
Very nice.
We can actually vote to close the meeting tonight. Last month, we could have to sneak away. We didn't have enough people to vote.
I move that the meeting be adjourned.
Second. Any discussion?
There's never discussion on that kind of meeting.
No, okay. Excellent. In favor? Good night, folks.
Matt, when I send this to you, you want to...